starting Nazir Be'ezus Hashem, Daf Nun Beis, and we'll begin three lines from the bottom, Nun Aleph Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom, and the sugya that we're discussing was Rekev, going back to the Mishnah, Mentes Amud Beis, was a sugya of what is the bar for Tuma, for someone to become, to be Megaleach, to become a Nazir Tameh, and then have to go through the process of a Nazir Tameh, specifically to be Megaleach, that's the way the Mishnah framed it, but what we're really talking about is that the Yamim are Saiser, that he loses the Naziris that he kept because he became Tameh by Yom Rishonim Yiplu. So that if you meet the bar that is a Nazir Tameh, so what is a Nazir Tameh? That's Tumas Meis, but not just regular Shirim and requirements of Tumas Meis. And in order for the Naziris to be Yiplu or to be Saiser, for to you lose the days that you kept, so you'd have to be this level of Nazir Tameh, which is something more in many cases than the regular level of a regular Tumas Meis. And if not, then it would just be a Tameh day. You couldn't count it towards your Naziris, but it wouldn't cause you to lose all the days that you previously kept. But anyways, one of the things that we were talking about, in the list of the Mishnah was a Miloi Tarvet of Rekev, a spoonful of a ladleful of decay from a decomposed body that, you know, became dust. So yesterday, as we went through that sugya, we discussed what happens in some very specific shiurim and nuances when it came to this concept of rekev. It has to be unadulterated rekev. There are all sorts of things. One of the things that we discussed were that if the body is chaser, we brought down mandamar, if the body is chaser, then it loses its special status of rekev. Maybe we had some nice drushy pshat to explain why, but it is halacha mishmi Sinai. Coming off of that, so the mission is, the Gemara is now going to discuss, Rav is going to ask a shiloh that really has nothing to do with Rekev at all, but does have to do with chaser. So, boy, Rav namala shechasra mahu. What happens if you have an ant that is missing part of the ant? Okay, meaning, so let's say its legs got cut off. What's the question? We want to know, shiur gamrinin la, the ha chaser. In other words, you need a shear of, so the shear is kadasha that we normally talk about for tuma of, that's for tuma of a sheretz. For achila, the shear would be kizayis. Okay, however, and like we're going to see, shear gemirin la, the ha chaser. Lamaisa, it's chaser of the shear. The shear was an ant, meaning specifically here, there's a din of what's called beria. And once something is its own creature, so then it itself becomes usher to eat. The Rush says here that we're also talking about tuma. So the question is, I now have pulled off the legs, or it's chaser on some part that is not neshama tuluyuba, meaning it's not going to die because of this, but now it's, from sheer perspective, if the sheer was beria, now it's something less than the beria that it was, because it's missing. The sheer is kadasha, so it's missing. So now we want to know, just like we talked about rekev chaser, and if you say it's tuma, so then it's doubly nice why the shiloh is here. It's tuma, and it's because of chaser, so it has those two things. So then again, mahu. We want to know, what is the status? Shira gemina lava ha chaser, a beria gemira lava eka. Lamaisa, it's a beria. So it's less than the shir, but it's a beria. Okay, and that's the shiloh. So the question is, now what's the shiloh? Meaning, the way the Mefarish explains the Shiloh is, do we say Rubai Kikulai, which is a very interesting way to say it, or, like Tosfos says, it is V'havid L'Sheretz, Hoyel V'Adayin Ru'i L'Chayos. Meaning, the way we explained it was still, since it's not, whatever it's missing is not going to cause it to die, L'Maisa, it has the Chiyos, which was why it was Asur to eat, or maybe there was a Tumah, but it had, because it has the chiyus, and Lamaisa still has the chiyus, so the fact that it's chaser is not going to take anything away. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda mi diskarta. Rabbi Yehuda diskarta said, can be pashed the shayla from Tashema. The Brisa brings down the Tesefta. It says bohem, and this is talking about the iser of tuma sheretz, called nageya bohem b'moisam. Against when a sheretz dies, it is metama. So bohem, the pasuk says bohem. Yachol bekulon. When it says bahem, it sounds like you have to touch the whole thing, meaning if it's chaser at all. Tamalomer mehem, even part of it. E mehem, yachol mitzason. Again, so any part, tamalomer bahem. So it says bahem. So this is these two diametric ideas that it's mitzason, the pasuk says, but it also says bahem, the whole thing. So which one is it? Mitzason or bahem? Ketzad, achiagim mitzason. What are we talking about? Achiagim mitzason, shuhuku kulon. Okay, then when it has the shear of mitzason, shuhuku kulon, then it can be matama after it dies, v'yishuv chachamim bekadasha. It has to be kadasha shekein chaymet chilas b'riyas bekadasha. So again, if we're talking about tumah, tumah is shir kadasha, and now it's chaser. So again, if we assume that we were talking, the shiloh was on the shir kadasha, so you had an ant that had that shear, and now it's missing that shear, so now it's not going to be matam anymore. Like we said, shmamina, shiur gamina, it needs to have a shear, and if it's chaser, so now it's chaser from whatever shear it needed. So you don't have your shear, and therefore it's not going to be matam. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Shmaya, again, we're playing with the other thing here, kiba inan shiura, when do we need a shear? That debeloi havia, without the shear, kadasha loy matama, meaning he's just like, almost like in, by the way, remember, the idea of shear is that beloi havia, kadasha loy matama, okay, but when do you need this shear is deloi nafla banashama? That is regular tumas sheretz, and has nothing to do, it's dead. That's tumas sheretz that's dead. But when we're talking about beria, aval nafla banashama, now it's in a different category of beria, so then maybe the bar is, will it stay alive? And then I don't care if it's chaser or not. Okay, then I don't need a shear. I just need it to be a barrier, which means I need it to be able to live, which means I don't no longer care if the ant is chaser as long as I can live. And therefore, in Lashon Nazir Mishuna Tibayalach, still you should ask, meaning it's a Lashon is saying Teku. Okay, so the next category that finishes off the Malay Tarvid Rekiv and an offshoot from there, the next category in the Mishnah was Ala Shedrav Al Gogailis. So we said that if you have a spine, And the Mishnah says al shedra ve'al gogolos, a spine and a skull. So again, even if it doesn't tick any one of the other categories, if you have the bone structure, the chashuv bone structure of a spine or a skull, that would be matama al yedei maga, al yedei oil. And then we said the third was is magon bal masan bal ihilon. So by touching it, by carrying it, okay, by lifting it, or by being mahel over it, you would become tummy. Now the question is, ibaylu shedra vilgogolas tanan, is it the spine and the skull, or idema eshedra eigogolas? Either one on its own will be matama. We just don't know how to read the Mishnah. Amar Rav Tashma'a shedra shegired. If you have a spine that became shegired roiv il alin shaba tahira. So if you had a spine that gired, so Tosfos says gired is shiber, it broke. Rashi, the Mefarish here, says that it's a lashon of dislocated vertebrae. But the point is that the vertebrae became either broken or dislocated, so then it's going to be tahira. Okay, it's going to be tahar. Uvakever afilu mishuberes amifurekes tmeya mipnei hakever. Now, if it's in a kever, meaning, if it's in like an oil, or, well, more specifically, a kever, it's in one kever, then we say even if they're broken, that doesn't matter. So if I have just a spine and it's broken, so then it itself is not going to be tummy for touching or whatever. But if it is, or for oil, but if it's in a kever, so now the way Tosfos explains it, shah kever mitzarfa. That it's halacha l'moshe Sinai that a kever will enjoin them. So even though, and again, this makes sense in Tosfos, that even though the bones were broken, when they're in a kever situation, halacha l'moshe Sinai says that it will automatically enjoin them as if they are mechubar, and then it'll be metama. Okay, but what are we saying? So we see that if it's just the shedra, bones are broken, kever's mitzarfa, it'll be metama. That means if you had a shedra that its vertebrae were not broken, then it would be mitama. So that would answer our question. Is it shedra or gogolos or shedra and gogolos? Must be shedra or gogolos. Tami misham de gired, because they were broken out like gired tami. Shema amina oy shedra or gogolos, that either one would be mitama katani. So the Gemara says, halai katani. No, you can't learn it from that braisa. Hakamash malan de chigired tahira. Idach de bayala. No, the braisa wasn't coming to teach us that din. And therefore, what it's saying is, if the whole, what was the din that this Bryce was coming to teach us, if the bones are broken, it's going to be tar. If they're not tar, it's going to be tame if you meet the requirements of tuma, which doesn't necessarily mean that a shedra alone would become tame. Maybe in the right situation, meaning if there was a gadol also there, then it would be matama. But that wasn't the point of our Mishnah. It wasn't to tell us shedra or gogolos, or the point of that brisa wasn't to tell us shedra or gogolos, and therefore you can't learn anything from there. It was coming to tell us a different thing in regards to what is tahar, and that is if the bones are broken. Okay, Tashma, Rabbi Huda Emer. Okay, so let's try again. What's our Shaila? Is it Shedra Agigos or Shedra Angigos? In order to be Metama, to be called a Nazir Tami, to Megaleach, to Yav Misham Yiplu, to go through that whole process, do you need both or either one? Tashma, the bring a raya from, again, this is a Tisefta. Rabbi Yehuda Emer, Rabbi Huda says, Shishadvar Rabbi Akiva Metama Chama Metarin. There were six things that Rabbi Akiva was Metama, that the Chachamim were Metahir. V'chazur b'Rekiva, and Rekiva went back. Meaning originally he said it was going to be Tameh. The Chachamim said it was going to be Tahir. And the Rekiva went back. Now what are these six things? These six things are specifically around, let's say, any of the Shiurim to hit Tomas Mace. What happens if they came from two bodies? So Rekiva is going to say that it's going to be Metama. We had this before in regards to Revi Yizdam. Rabbi Kiva holds, and that's one of the six, that Revi Yizdam, even though the Shiur to Metama Mace, meaning an oil, if you have a Revi Yizdam worth of blood in a oil, so that would be mitama. The Chacham say that's fine, but it has to come from one person. Rabbi Kiva says even if it comes from two people, then it's going to be mitama. So there's six things like that which to hit the shear you need to, with two people. That's the machlekes. Now what we're saying is Rabbi Kiva went back on all of them except for one. Umaisa, and there was a story based on that sheviu kubamaleat samas. They brought a box full of bones. The basic nexus to the shul shel tarsim. Okay, different ways of explaining what tarsim was. I think Rashi here brings like four different ones. That was the tzerfein echishis, right? The barzel, iron or copper miner shul. They had their own shul. Okay, some say it was a certain nation, some of the different area. Okay, there's a bunch of explanations what basic nesus or tzitzin is. But v'nichu ba'avir, the bottom line is they brought in a box full of bones and they put it in the avir, meaning they didn't make sure not to put it under any sort of oil. It was up in free air, so it came into the shul, but they must have had an area that maybe they used for chasanas, you know, that was open or whatever it was. But the point is, v'nichnas tudus harayfe v'chol harayfim imai. Tudus harayfe came, the doctor came, and he of a whole Rafim Imai and all the doctors with him, the entire medical local medical community came to inspect these bones. For Amru, and they said, "Inkan shejer b'mesechad." They said, "Don't worry, it's not matama because you don't even have a shejer for one mace." Whatever the events of the story were, the point was, what did they say? You don't even have a shejer from one mace, therefore it's not matama. Which sounds like, okay, taima deleka shejer d'mechada. Because the reason why these bones are not going to be matama is because you don't have a shedra from one mace. But if you would have a shedra oigogos to mechada, then nazir megaleach alav. So then you would have to say it's matama, the nazir megaleach on it. Okay, again, and therefore, what do we see? Shmamina a shedra oigogos tanan. So that, again, our shiloh was, in order to be matama, to become a nazir tama, do you need shedra and oigogos or either one? It must be either one, because all he said was it wasn't even a shedra. That was the way they reported over the story, so that must have mattered. Okay, so the Gemara says, Loi mi baya ka'amar. Okay, but the Gemara says, Loi mi baya shedra v'gogelos mi meis echad leka. So again, they were just saying it for effect, meaning, Loi mi baya shedra v'gogelos mi meis echad leka. There was not only was there not a skull and a spine structure of one, but there wasn't even ela afilu oishajim meisachad agadolsim meisachad leka. Okay, and therefore, again, don't bring me any riots from there. They were saying that these bones are so broken, there's not even a shedra, one complete shedra. There's not even a complete bone structure in Metama, and not even one shedra. But we can't learn anything from there. That's the bottom line. Tashma mi minyana. Okay, so let's go back to, we said there was six things that the Rabbi Kiva were chalik on the chachamim about. Minyana. So it said there were six things. So let's be push at this from just counting it. Meaning, umahin shisha dvarim shir b'yakiva mitam v'chom mitarim. What are these six things? Let's count it. Al aver min ha-meis sheba mishnei meisim. If you have an aver, just like an aver, if you have an aver min ha-meis that came from two different meisim, okay, that's going to be mitama. Now, how do you have an aver? Again, the category we're fitting into, as we've seen in the Mishnah, is different categories, ways to achieve Tomas Meis. So it's either I have a certain amount, you know, Kizayis Min HaMeis, et cetera, et cetera. So how would you possibly have one complete Aver, Sheba, Mishnei Meisim? How do you have one Aver, one Aver, where you don't have any other, you haven't triggered any of the other requirements, Mishnei Meisim? So Rashi explains here that if you had, there are certain bones in the body that have two bones to complete the Aver, like a tibia and a fibula of the leg, the bone splits. So if you had those two bones, one came from one mace, one came from the other mace, together they comprised a full aver of bone structure, so then you would have, again, that would be one of the things that Rabbi Kiva would argue in the Chum about. Vel aver min achai sheba mishnei b'nei adam. Again, an aver min achai from a live person that came from two people. Vel chatzi kav atzamais. Again, that's a half a kav of atzamais. Two revis that came from Sheba Mishnei Mesim. Val Revi is Dam, and Revi is Dam that came Haba Mishnayim. Val Etzim Kisa'ira. Okay, so let's count it, right? We had Aver Min HaMes. We had Aver Min Achai, that's two. We have Chatzik Avatzamos is three, Sheba Mishnei Mesim. Revi is Dam, Haba Mishnei Mesim is four. Okay, val etzem kisa'ira, that is a bone, that is the amount of a barley, shenechak l'shnayim, that divided into two. Okay, that's five. Vashedra is six. Vahagogalas. So we said that there were six. If you count, we just counted seven. So it must be that Shedra and Gogalas, again, V'i, Savadaitach, Eishadra, Gogalas. If you say that there are individual, then Hani Sheva Havin. Then you have seven, not six. We said the Machlokes was six, and therefore it must be that in order to be Metame, you have to have both. So the Gemara is going to answer no. I can remove, and there'll be just four different possible answers, okay, which is the simen here, but I can remove one of the other ones to get to a number of six. Really, those two are separate, Shedra and Gogalas, and I can remove one of the other ones. Meaning, Kikatani, simen, yachid, shehu, gilach, ve'echad. Meaning, what are those four possible answers? Kol hecha depli yela rabim. That the only six, when the mission, when we said six, really, Rabbi Kiva argued with people on seven of them, but there were six that he argued with a rabim specifically, lafuki etzem kisaira. That one, which was the bone that is the size of a sa'ira, that it would be matama di yachid hu de poligalea, because it wasn't the chachamim who argued, but rather a yachid de tani etzim kisa'ira shenechel kashnayim, Rabbi Kiva matama, Rabbi Yoichin and Benuri matahir. So it wasn't the chachamim matahir, it was a Reichin Benuri, and therefore, what was your question? That we should be able to bring a raya that it, in order to have six, you'd have to say that Shedra and Gogalas are one. No, really, those are two. When we said six, we meant six at the chachamim argue. Right, it's a question of where you put the comma. Six things Rabbi Kiva said, comma, and the Chachamim argued, or is it six things Rabbi Kiva said where the Chachamim argued, comma, right? And then we listed. So, Viva Yisema, second answer is Kikotani Abram and Ames. We were only discussing Abram and Ames, Abram and Achai Loikotani. That Abram and Achai is not really real. We were talking about things that are from a dead body, and Abram and Achai is not from a dead body, so that shouldn't really be in that Mishnah. Again, that's another way to eliminate one and still say that it would be Oy Shedra Oy Gogalas. Viva Yisema, third answer is Kikotani Kol Hecha Denazar Megaleach Al Ahiloi. That we were specifically talking about. What are things that are going to be tamei by nazir? Not any tumas, oil, and therefore etzem kisayra deloy. Like we explained, if you go back to our Mishnah, remember we had a bunch of things in the first category. We said those things were metama amagan ma'amasan v'ala ihilon, and then we said v'ala etzem kisayra amagav amasai. So it's not going to be metama on oil, meaning by walking into a house that has an etzem kisayra from a mason. Therefore, since it's not going to be metama, so then that wouldn't be in the category. So then the fourth answer is V'ibay is Ema, Kikatani. Again, we're trying to eliminate one of the brises. So Kikatani Kol Hecha de Hadarbe. That's where Rabbi Akiva, meaning to go through the story, what happened? Rabbi Akiva argued with the Chachamim. And then, meaning that it's even from two Mesim is going to be a problem. And then Rabbi Akiva was Hadar on all of them except for one. So what we're saying is there are six things. Really, there's seven. We said six. Why do we say six? There's six things where Rabbi Akiva was Hadar. He agreed, went back and agreed to the Chachamim. Okay, but there really are a total of seven, and therefore, again, Shedra and Gogalas could be in a separate category. La fuke revi is dam, deloy hadarbe. Because of all these things we listed, the revi is dam, and the fact that a revi is dam that comes from two people could be mentame, that we were not hadarbe. Amar le Rebbe, the Bar Kapara, because Rebbe told Bar Kapara, look, Tishana revi is dam, bachazara. Don't, when you go back, when you learn this sugi, and you discuss all the things that Rabbi Akiva was chazaron, don't discuss revi is dam. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva kept on teaching it. Meaning, even after the series that he was Hadar, Rabbi Akiva's series that he was Hadar, that he went back on it and he said, you know what, I'm going back on my original rulings. He continued teaching about Revi Yisdam that come from Tumesim, Va'oid, Hamikra Misayeoi. And by the way, this is not just the fact that Rabbi Akiva went back on it. If you look at the Pasuk, where does the Pasuk come? What source does Rabbi Akiva have to say that the Revi is dam that comes from two mesim should be metam? It doesn't only have to be from one. That is because the pasuk says v'akol nafshayis mesim. It uses the lashon of rabim of akol nafshayis mesim lo yavai. That sounds like even from two mesim. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, continuing with this, Rabbi Shimon was a talmid of Rabbi Akiva. He said that ad yamav, meaning it's like a way of saying ad seif yavim, until the end of his life, hayim metam. Rabbi Akiva Taka held that a Revi is dam that came from two mesim would be metam, and therefore, he said this almost sarcastically. Meaning, I was his Talmud Mavak. I heard him continuing to teach this all the way to the last day. So now, maybe, meaning, Rav Shimon obviously did not agree with Rabbi Akiva on this point. So he said, now, maybe when he got up to Shemayim, and they told him that he was wrong, maybe he was chaser when he passed away. So he said this very cynically, and it was bashmutzing his Rebbe. He was saying that he essentially saying that his Rebbe was wrong. Tana hushchu shino b'nei tanisav. Rabbi Shimon had to do tshuva. His teeth became black because of the fasting. All the fasting he had to do to make up for that one sarcastic and cynical line saying about Rabbi Akiva. Tashma. Ditanya, again, what are we trying to figure out? Is it to become a Nazir Tameh? Is it a Shedra Anagos or a Shedra Orgos? Tashma Ditanya. So we have a following brisa. A little bit complicated, and the right is going to be from the end. Bishamay Amrim, Roiva Atzamais Ben Atzamim. So what is a roiva? Well, again, the shear of roiva that's going to be matama by a nazir to be megaleach, a roiva kav, or normally the shear for tuma would be a roiva kav, a quarter of a kav of atzama, it's been atzamim, oimi shnayim, oimi shleisha, meaning it has to come from bones, not from one bone. That's his point. Okay, so Bishamay says in order, there's a little bit of, the more we require of bones to be metama, the more mekel the shita is. So Beishameh holds, I'm not the most machmer shita, essentially, that it could be, it doesn't only have to be from one bone, but rather, you don't have to find a bone that is that size, but even if I had two or three bones, that's what would be metama. Then in order to be metama, it has to be a quantity, either that it's rev of the guf, of bones, meaning I need roiv of the bone structure. I have two ways to get roiv, two possibilities. Either mirev binyan or mirev minyan, meaning it's the bone mass. So I need more than 50% of the bone mass in order to be metama and fit that into a roiv a kav, quarter of a kav, which is a very small amount. Okay, or mirev minyan, or the quantity of bones. Now, Amar Rabbi Yeshua came to comment on this machlekes. Rabbi Shammai said that even if you only had two or three bones, Bisham was more machar, even if you only had two or three bones that amounted to a quarter of a kav, that would be metame. Beis Hillel says no. A quarter of a kav, yes, but it has to also fit in, it has to fit two categories. A quarter of a kav, plus it has to either be roiv binyan or roiv minyan. It has to be roiv of the bone structure or roiv of the count of bones. Now, Rabbi Yeshua said, by the way, don't necessarily think that these two are arguing. I can actually, yecholni lasis divrei Beishamay and divrei Beis Hillel ke'echad. I can go ahead and say that they're not really arguing. Meaning, maybe when Beishamay said there's two or three bones, will be metame. So Beishamay ayimim, mishnayim and mishleisha, could be talking about mishnei shekayim, two specific bones. Talking about two thigh bones, which are very big bones. Okay? To mishnei shekayim v'yerech echad, and which essentially would give you what? Rov, not just of the quarter kav, but it also give you rov of the bone structure. So essentially, maybe he's saying very much like Beis Hillel, and they just had different ways of addressing it. Mishnei yerechayim, okay, v'sheik echad. In other words, take two big bones, whether it's two thigh bones and one yerech, or two yerechayim v'sheik echad. However, rov, you got to change this to binyanei shel adam, meaning maybe really Beis Shammai wasn't saying different than Beis Hillel. They just approached it from different angles. Beis Shammai said two or three. Which two or three bones? The big ones that in order to that you will have roiv of the bone density in order to be matame. Okay, mi gaiva. Beis Hillel said to come and address that. They said no, not just two or three bones, meaning big bones, roiv density, but also menagvia oime roiv binyan. It could also work. I agree with you that it could either be roiv of the bone density, but it could also be roiv binyan. I'm a rev minyan, but it could also be me rev minyan, which is the count of bones. Hoyol v'yeshta mifrika yadayim v'raglayim. Okay, because it is possible to have, when there's a lot of very small bones, if you count up all the little bones in the arm or in the leg, Tosfos says that it could be up to six times, if you count the mifrika yadayim, up to six in each one, and then times 20 or whatever, so you'll end up having 120, which will give you rev of the count of bones, the way that Tosfos explains it. Okay, either way, the point is that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel don't really have to be arguing. Okay, now for the purpose of our sugya, what do we want? We want this last one. Shammai Eimer, afilu etzem min ha-shedra min ha-gogolos. What's going to be metama? Even one bone from the shedra or from the gogolos. So what do we see? Then it must be, we said one bone, but it's either shedra or gogolos. So it must be either shedra or gogolos. So the Gemara says, no, you can't bring me a raya from Shammai, because what does Shammai say is going to be metama? One bone. We know that we need the whole structure. Now, we were just asking, is it the whole spine structure or the whole skull? But one bone wouldn't qualify. So the Gemara says, Shani Shammai de Machmer, that he's very Machmer, and therefore you can't bring me a raya from the way that he said even one bone from either the Shedra or the Gogolos will tell me that in any other Shita, it's to be metama, to become a nazir tamer, it's either the shedra or the gugelis. So the Gemara says, okay, well, lifshet minei, so then let's, if anything, let's bring a raya the other way. Meaning, shamai, taima, the beishamai, de machmer. Beishamai is very machmer, and that's why either a bone from either the shedra or the gugelis will be metama. But according to the Rabbanan, must have to have from both. Okay, harabbanan ad ikah shedra v'gugelis. So the Gemara says, again, no raya to that extreme either. Loi, ankan leplegi rabbanan ad shamai el be'etzem echad. So let's think how Machmer Shammai was saying. Shammai was saying that it's even one bone from the Shedra or the Gogolos. Now, could be that the Rabbanim were just coming to argue that they hold that no, you need all the bones from the Shedra and the Gogolos, or all the bones from the Shedra or the Gogolos. But you can't bring a raya to the other extreme that according to the Rabbanim, you would have to have Shedra and Gogolos. Maybe all the bones from either the Shedra or the Gogolos would also be Metame, and I have no Raya. Either way, Abel Hecha, the Issa Be'ena, Afilu Chadim in Haim. Therefore, we have no Raya. We can't be Peshet our Shaila. And at this point, it's an Ibaya Dali Ifshita. Again, when the Mishnah said that the bar to be Metame, to become a Nazir Tame, was Shedra Gogolos, is it a Shedra or Gogolos? Is it either or do I need both? And we do not have a Raya either way. And just to summarize, we started really today with discussing Nemola Shechasra, are going to be Chayiv because of a Beria. In other words, is the fact that it's Chasra, does it matter, or is it still a Beria? And we were unable to answer it. We tried to be Raya from Behemoth Maisam, that the Shear of Tumah is Kadasha, and here you're less than whatever your Shear was, and the answer with the Gemara said, no Raya, because again, here it's a Beria, and Lemaisa, it's still alive. The fact that it's Chasra doesn't mean that it's no longer a beria, and therefore we have a shiloh. We don't know if chaser is going to be a problem or not. Again, we discussed in the Mishnah, it says that the nazar to be metama, the shear for the nazar to be metama is shedra v'gugelis, and we wanted to know, is it a shedra v'gugelis or shedra and gugelis? And we tried to bring a raya from the vertebrae that were disconnected or broken, and it said that it's shedra shegired roiv tahira. We said m'lay gired, then it's going to be tame, that the kever is mitzarfan. Okay, so it sounds like it just Shedra, if it's not broken, is going to be Metama. We said there's no Raya. Again, if it is broken, then it's Tahar. If not, then it's a Shiloh. We don't know. It could be Tame. That's the way of learning it. We had the story from the Tarsian. They didn't even find a... And we said that it's not going to be Tame. It's not going to be considered an Uzer Tame because they didn't even find a bone that was intact from the Shedra. Sounds like if they had found a bone that was intact from the Shedra, then it would be Metama. Just the Shedra alone, you don't need both. We said again, no Raya, that we were just saying it glibly. Not only did they not find a bone that would be Metama from the Shedra, the bones from the Shedra and, or a complete Shedra and, Gogolos, but they didn't even find one structure of a Shedra that was intact. But really, the Shear would be both. We tried to bring a Raya from the six things Rabbi Akiva was arguing on, okay? And we said, that we just go based on the count, right? If you look at the count, if you count them and you say that it's either Shedra or Gogolos, then you'd have seven. And the Gemara said, again, no Raya. Maybe there's another reason. When we said six, it was for one of the other four things that we could be discussing. That it was only where the Chachamim are arguing, or so exclude one, or exclude another, which is Avram and Achai, or exclude Etzem Kesaira because it wouldn't be Metama Ba'el, or exclude Revi Yistam because we're only discussing six things with Revi Kiva. Was Chazer, that he went back on the fact that he said it was Tame, and Rabbi Kiva, Kol Yamav, he maintained that Revi Yistam that comes from two Mesim would be Matama, tried to bring a Raya from Shammai over here, and the Shammai said one bone, the what would be Matama, is one bone from the Shedra or Gogolos. So it sounds like Shedra or Gogolos. Again, the Rabbanon hold don't agree with this one bone, but they said Shedra or Gogolos. We said, no, maybe that Shammai is very Machmer, but maybe the Rabbanon would go to the entire other extreme. And we said we can't say definitively that the Rabbanon would go to the other extreme and say that it's not going to be Metama until you have both Shedra and Gogolos. Maybe it could be somewhere in between. And therefore, again, it's an Ibaidal Ifshatam. We were not Peshet the Shiloh in regards to our Mishnah. When our Mishnah said that Nazir Tameh was one of the things that would make a Nazir Tameh is if he touched maga masa or oil of a shedra of agogolos of a mace. We don't know if it's either a shedra or a gogolos, or it's a shedra and a gogolos.